About a third of the large cruise ships sailing along Alaska's coast this year violated government wastewater discharge standards, but most had only occasional problems meeting state permitting requirements. The bigger problem will come in a few years when stricter standards kick in. An industry spokesman says that could drive ships to discharge outside state waters. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has details.
About 30 large cruise ships sailed to Alaska during the summer tourist season. 20 discharged wastewater under the state permit system, and regulators say 12 exceeded safety limits for a total of 45 violations. The most frequent problem was with ammonia from sewage, but some ships also violated limits on copper and zinc. Denise Koch manages the state's cruise ship wastewater program.
We're, of course, a little disappointed about that, but in some senses, not completely surprised. From reviewing past data when we before we issued this permit, we had some sense that cruise ships were going to have difficulty meeting some of the parameters in the permit.
The industry is more positive about the results. The Alaska Cruise Association compiled its own information, and President John Binkley says it shows a high level of compliance.
We were operating under a new permit system that just went into place in May of this year with much tighter limits. And out of the over 3,600 tests that were done on the ships, we had 47 that exceeded some of those new limits. So that's about a 98.7% compliance, and I'd call that A+ for the season.
He says the industry can do an even better job of meeting the standards, but they're a temporary measure with much more stringent limits kicking in two seasons from now. Binkley says the cruise lines may not be able to meet the new standards. Then the ships would stop discharging in Alaska altogether, avoiding the new regulations. That's what about 10 ships have already chosen to do.
We'll have to steam out to federal waters to discharge what really are the cleanest water that is produced by any system in the state of Alaska. And that'll cost us more time and more fuel to be able to get out to federal waters to discharge. And it will probably require us to alter our itineraries and our port times in Southeast Alaska.
The limits come from a voter-approved ballot measure called the Cruise Ship Initiative. Clean water activist Gershon Cohen is one of its authors. He says dumping wastewater farther from shore goes against the will of the voters.
Standards are what they are because of good science. You know, the industry folks are always saying, well, we want to use good science when we come up with these rules. Well, the rules that we're asking to have enforced are, in fact, the rules that scientists, the EPA scientists, have come up with years ago for what levels of pollutants are, in fact, harmful to aquatic life. And if you exceed those standards, then you're taking a chance of impacting the resource.
The past season's violations have brought no penalties so far. The state has issued notices listing fines up to $10,000 against an individual or $200,000 against a company. But the process is ongoing, and much smaller settlements are likely to result. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.